I guess you could. Who all?
Uh-huh. What if there was a group?
Who sounds to me like a mean all.
If there was a group of children playing that obviously belonged to more than one family, you'd ask about them.
I don't know what you mean.
You'd say, children are they? You'd ask.
Who's?
Uh-huh. What about who alls? You wouldn't say that? And if you're asking about all of the speaker's remarks, you know, everything he said, you'd ask, well, did he say?
What did he say?
Uh-huh. What about what all did he say? You wouldn't say that?
Uh-huh.
And you say, if no one else will look out for them, you say, they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, he better do it
himself.
And talking about how much flour might be in a sack, you might say a sack might have 5 pounds. Okay. And a sweet liquid, maybe milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you could pour over pudding or pie, you'd call that
a dip.
Okay. And food taken between regular meals, you'd call that a
snack.
And you say, this morning I what breakfast at 7 o'clock?
Served.
Or I?
Ate.
Okay. And yesterday at that time I had already
eaten.
And tomorrow I will
eat.
And if someone has a good appetite, you say, he sure likes to put away his
food.
And something that's kind of like a fruit pie, only it's baked in a deep dish and it has several layers of fruit and pastry in it, fruit and dough in it.
Cobbler.
Okay. And
this is similar to the password.
Say if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table, you tell them go ahead and
eat.
Or they're standing up, you tell
sit.
Them
sit.
Okay.
Sit down.
Okay. So you say, so then he went ahead and what down?
Sat down.
And no one else was standing because they had all
sat down.
And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to them, you tell them just go ahead and
serve yourself.
And, or using another word besides serve, go ahead and
help.
Okay, so then he went ahead and
helped.
And I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already
helped.
Okay, and if you decide not to eat something, you'd say, no thank you, I don't
care for any.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been
warmed over.
Okay. And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
And you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't
swallow.
Okay. You say he could chew it but he couldn't
swallow it.
And what would you call vegetables that you grow yourself? Do you have a special name for them?
Fresh. Homegrown?
Do you ever hear garden sass or garden truck or?
No.
What about the whiskey that people make themselves illegally?
I should know, Lessie. Brew it? No.
Do you ever hear moonshine?
Moonshine.
Anything else?
Maybe so. I really can't remember.
What about beer that people make themselves?
Bootleg?
Mm-hmm. And talking about kinds of animals, some kind of animal that barks.
Dog.
Okay. And if you wanted your dog to attack another dog, you'd tell him.
Get him.
Okay. What about a small, noisy dog? You'd call that a
barking dog?
Well, you know those. Did you ever hear a name for a small
Chihuahua?
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear Fize?